Welcome, everyone, to the RLT Pivot Podcast. My name is Tracy, and I am joined with my awesome co-host, Mr. Dan Jansen. How are you, sir?
I'm doing absolutely terrific. How are you, Trace?
I am good. Absolutely. It's another Thursday. What can I say? Yeah,
I know.
It's nice and sunny outside. Enjoying it. Yep.
85 degrees. The market's open. I mean, what else do we need?
You can't ask for a better life than this.
No. Unless you're a full-time trader, right? So that's the whole topic of today. Look at that segue into it as well. So entire topic is how to make that leap into working a 9-to-5 into how to become a full-time trader. So what is really a full-time trader? What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, a full-time trader means that you are depending on that trading for your income day to day. That's kind of the deal for full-time trader. It doesn't mean that you're sitting in front of a computer 24/7. It just means that that's your sole income or the majority of your income. That's how you make a living.
And, 100%. One of the first questions that I ask people, and I think you do it as well, in the mentorship groups is why are you looking to trade, right? And the number one answer is, well, I'm just trying to make some more money, right? And then I think the number two answer, but they go hand in hand, is, well, I want more time. I want to spend time with kids, grandkids, friends, family. I want to travel. I want to be able to kind of work anywhere. And trading, and that's what makes trading so appealing, is you have the opportunity to do all of it if you can figure out how to trade, right? There's plenty of people that get into the markets, don't put the right time in, education in, and all of a sudden their account's blown up. And instead of taking that step forward and just staying in the career working, they take three steps back because they just kind of did it all half-heartedly. And you know, now you have to kind of rebuild an account, try it again. And are you going to put the same effort in? Right. Yeah. So there is a lot of effort to get to the point of like, hey, you know, I want to be a full-time trader. In your opinion, Tracy, how do you know that you're ready?
That is a loaded question because I think it's going to depend on a few different variables because everyone's going to be different and every situation is going to be different. Now, first of all, I think that we can talk a little bit about stress because each of us handles stress in a different way. And that is number one. I think you have to understand who you are and how you operate when you're under stress. And given that, I think that before you make the leap, you need to have ways of coping with that stress. Because even if you're like right now, if you had a full-time job or some other way of supplementing your income, and all of a sudden you've gotten, let's say you're profitable, okay? You're consistently profitable trading. Now you're deciding, I want to jump into trading full-time. I want to quit my other jobs. I don't want to put any more time into it. This is where I'm going to get my sole income from. I can assure you that the minute you do that, you have something that is riding. There's a dependency. There's a need to make that income. And it doesn't matter how successful you are prior to making that leap, that stress is going to be in your life. And in order for you to succeed for the next step forward, you have to understand how you deal with stress and you have to have a coping mechanism in order to handle the stress appropriately, or it will unravel in front of you right before your eyes, before you even get off. And you know, you're going to be saying, well, I was profitable before. And then everything just falls apart. So I think stress is probably the key mechanism. If you have a good management for stress and you know yourself really well, then I think you're at the first stage of even being able to go there. Do you have anything you want to say about stress or?
I'm glad you brought up stress because I think that is a really a key thing that I wasn't even headed down that lane, but yeah. If you have a 9-to-5 job, I can guarantee you still have stress, right? If you're a business owner, you still have, it's just a different type of stress. But now going from one career into something that you don't have that paycheck coming every week or bi-weekly, you still have the probable same stress that you already had in your life, right? That you're dealing with. And now you will have additional stress, right? So number one, are you able to handle the stress that you currently have? And two, can you build onto it? I think most people will take the leap to go from full-time job into trading as a way to hopefully be able to be de-stressed in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But without going through the hard times first, you can't see that rosy path, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think you could get to the sun without the rain type situation. So you're going to have to deal with more and be prepared for that. Really you don't have to be really financially set, but you have to have a good handle on what are my bills? What are my, because you have that guaranteed paycheck out of your life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's scary. It's terrifying.
It's like tight roping. So when you're walking a tightrope and you have a job, so let's say you're trading and you're trading regularly and you're making decent money from it, but you also have that job, that security, you have that net underneath that line. And the minute you get rid of that net, all of a sudden, you know, you're looking down and it's like, oh, the safety is not there. If I fall, I can hurt myself really badly. And that's where that added stress comes in. It's stress without security. And that's the difference between having that backup income, some form of backup income. It could be a savings account. It could be a job. It could be another person that's supporting you while you're learning. All of these things are there. And then when you actually transition and those three things, one of those things disappear, that's when that safety net goes away. And you now are struggling with stress with no safety. And So let's say that you've established your stress, you understand you have some great coping mechanisms, you know how you're going to handle it, you've prepped yourself and you know yourself, right? What's the next step, do you think, to get you ready to make that transition?
Well, I think even before we get into that, which okay. We definitely will. I mean, we're talking about stress and you got to get over it. How do we get over the stress? I need some tracing tips. I'm super stressed.
Okay. Again, this is going to be different for everybody because some individuals handle stress differently. And I think that having proper preparation is definitely going to put yourself into the best state. So for instance, I know for myself that money is a big stressor for me. It always has been a big stressor. When I don't have enough, I'm stressed. When I'm down in a month, I'm stressed. When I'm like starting the year out down, I'm stressed. Like I know that that's one of the stressors that I have. So I've talked about this before with my trading that, you know, I like to keep some R's in the bank kind of thing that I can lock in right away to try and keep myself green regularly, because that alleviates one of those stressors that I normally feel. So that's one tip if you're trading. The second tip is to make sure that I have some form of income coming in. So I either have my savings account and I have it replenished and I have a specific amount of income that's sitting there ready for me to work with. And the other thing is for me, I don't want to be solely, I can't be solely dependent on trading because the stress of that is too much for me. I know myself. So I like to have multiple sources of income. Doesn't mean that I have a full-time job. It just means I have other ways of supplementing that income that if I need to take a break from trading for whatever reason, I have something else that I can fall back on and I can work with. Plus, it's one of the things that we talk about in RLT about supplementing our income and building multiple sources of income. So those, I know myself well enough to know that I need to have those in place before I was able to make any kind of transition. I needed to have that. And on top of that, then you need to make sure that, because I know that when I'm not healthy, when I'm not eating right, when I'm not sleeping right, when I'm not exercising, all of those things compound even exponentially. So now that stress that I had, that I was feeling, that I knew I was going to feel because I have a trigger point when it comes to financially freaking out, I need to make sure that I'm healthy. I need to eat right. I need to drink a lot of water. I need to exercise regularly and I need to get proper sleep. So I have to prioritize those things on a regular basis. And when I don't, that's when I start to feel like I'm unraveling and all of that stress becomes unmanageable. And I start to feel it in very negative ways. I'll get sick. I'll want to quit. I start doubting myself. I start to spiral. I start to make poor decisions. All of a sudden the trading starts to fall apart. Everything starts to fall out of balance and that's never a good thing. Right.
Yeah. And I think with the stock market is absolutely abundant with opportunities, right?
Oh yeah.
So if you're like, hey, I want to make money in the stock market, there's a ton of ways to do it. I mean, I could just go out and buy, you know, 100 shares of something and just sit on it, and it's higher than I paid for it. So technically I made more money, right? Can mm-hmm. I live off of it? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on how much, you know, money I put into the market and what I'm doing with it. But there's also, hey, I need that reliable income. I think a good thing to do would be to learn how to sell puts, how to sell some cover calls, continue that wheel where, you know, every single week you have just some kind of money coming in from just the stock market, whether you trade or you're going to work. And then if you're, and you got to think about it like a business, it is a business. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to treat it like one as well, where if you are sitting there at a 9-to-5 job and everybody's hours at the job is different, so some people might have the luxury to be able to trade in the morning before they go to work, so be it. Fantastic, right? Get the reps in. Learn what you need to know prior to quitting your job. You don't have to cut the safety net. If you're working that 9-to-5, you're traveling to work 8:30 in the morning, whatever the case is, okay, awesome. Can you swing trade? Look at those charts at nighttime. Paper trade it first before, you know, throwing real money into it. Get comfortable with, pretty much learn that routine that you're saying, hey, listen, I got to be healthy. I got to drink water. I got to wake up on time. I got to do this prep at nighttime. All of that is factual. All that's true. So start implementing that today, mm-hmm. right? Before you go to your boss and you say, that's it. I'm done. I need my gold watch and I'm out of here. Just you are able to set yourself up before taking that leap. You don't have to take a leap of faith. You could take a jump of faith first, mm-hmm. right? So, I've known people that are like, they look at the market for the first time. They're like, I think I get it, and they've quit their job.
Take a vacation first.
I don't know.
Take a vacation from your job first. Bank up some holidays. Bank up some savings, and then take a vacation. But keep the job so you can go back to it.
Yeah. You don't have any days off you can take first, and just try that out. You
know? Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But hey, for some people, like you said, everybody's a little bit different. So some people, they work better when there's no safety net under them, right? If there's no plan B, plan A has to work. And it's very possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. So that's why it's dependent on who it is, because you need to understand how you handle stress. And if that's the kind of situation where you flourish, great, right? It's not for everybody, but it is for some. And that's why you really need to know yourself and understand how you handle stress, because that's just one component that's going to play into this. Absolutely.
And even your life, where you are in your life relationships are going to affect it too. If I'm a single person, I could go and maybe take that risk, because whatever, I'll just get another job somewhere else or do something if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Fantastic. If I have a spouse, if I have kids and somebody relying on me, that's going to be a tougher thing to do, where I'm like, okay, I got some family to feed. I got a mortgage to pay for. I got a lot of bills, responsibility. So somebody maybe a little bit older, as opposed to somebody 20 years old, who's like, if this doesn't work, I'll just run away to the circus and be a trapeze artist. I don't know, but there's so many different options for you, right? So where you are in your life and what you're trying to do is going to play a lot into that factor of how to make that transition. But I think having the multiple income solution, whether it's a side hobby, you're selling stuff on Etsy, honestly, you could go in and buy T-bills right now and get 5% interest and have something steady coming in that you could see, okay, my money's there, the account is safe, I have steady income, I know how much I'm making every single month. And it doesn't have to be from day one, but if your goal is to do this full time, then plan for that goal, right? Mm-hmm. Act as if until that goal comes. So start building what you need to know. And each person could sit there and look at their bills, look at their statements, look at, all right, can I cut costs somewhere? Can I do something? Because this is where I want to rotate. And if you want something bad enough, it will happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to step two. You've got your stress out of the way. And the other solution, just buy one of those squeezy stress balls too. That works well.
I mean, yeah.
I think that's why they tell them. I don't know.
Yeah, no, for sure. And understanding all of that, that's really, really good. The next part to really dive in is you need to understand your sample size. Okay. So a lot of individuals, you know, you might take one or two trades, you do really well. It's like, oh yeah, I can do this. I get this. Maybe it's a month into your trading. That's as long as you've been trading and you've decided, ooh, I've been consistent and I've been, you know, whatever, and you're making tons of money. I'm going to quit my job and do this full time. And you need to have proper sample size. So I would suggest that you need to have consistent trading over at least 3 to 6 months before you actually make the leap. And when I say consistent trading, you mentioned it earlier, where, you know, start doing what you were going to do now. So if you're going to be trading full time and your plan is to be a day trader, for instance, and you're wanting to trade the open, that's what you want to do, but you're trading from work. That's not a sample size. That's not a good explanation or a scenario of how things would work when either you're not distracted from work or you aren't being forced. Let's say that you have the freedom to take as many trades as you want now because you don't have a job that's saying, hey, you have to be more choosy on what trade you take. You take the trade, you set it, you forget it, and you go back to your job. And again, absent of all the stress of it being your dependent income, now all of a sudden you're trading full time and you don't have that job to pull you away. Now you can just keep clicking buttons. Are you really going to behave the same way? So when I say sample size, I'm saying 3 to 6 months of doing what you were going to do full time with in the same scenario with the same kind of setup, if that makes sense. So if you are looking to be a day trader and you're wanting to trade the open and you currently have a job, then I would suggest trying to arrange your schedule with your job so that you have that free time in the morning to trade when you want to trade, if that's possible. If you can't, then what I would suggest is you save up your vacation, save up some money so that you can take a sabbatical from work or take that vacation from work and have work as a backup to go back to, and then try your hand at doing what you're going to do, but absent from your job. Don't do it while you're trading at work because the scenario is different. Right? You can see that. Scenario is very different. How about you? Is there anything else you wanted to add for that?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to day trade and cannot be in front of the screen during the day, there's a few solutions. One would be to back trade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guarantee you have at least a weekend free. You have at least a day free. You have at least the nights. They got to let you sleep at some point. Right. So you lose 1 hour of sleep, but you're able to figure out if you really want to do something, you'll make time, right? I mm-hmm. love the excuse where there's nobody has time for anything, but then you see them just like at a carnival somewhere and you're like, okay, I don't know. But you could make time for it. The other thing too is if you could read charts, you could read charts. It doesn't matter if it's the stock market, doesn't matter if it's crypto, it doesn't matter if it's futures. Everything might work a little bit differently, but the chart will read the same. The volumes will still work the same. So practice on a chart where maybe there's a live market open, right? If you only have Saturday, Sunday, there's still crypto, right? There's still different ways. There's still the futures at nighttime. There's still Forex that occurs during the week as well. So there's a bunch of different charts, and just find the asset, find that class that really fits your schedule, at least for now. Build off of that. Continue to put real money at work and continue to slowly build that account. And then once you're there, you're saying, listen, worst case, there's my backup. I got 4X as my backup. And now I could really spend more time into this and I don't really need the job anymore, right? But no matter what you do, it's going to be terrifying. It's going to be scary. And there's no easy solution for that. The stress ball thing that does work though.
See, now you bring up you bring up a great point, and actually one of our viewers here is saying learn futures at night if you work during the day. You know, that is an absolute great solution. But the problem is if you learn futures at night while you're working, and then you decide I'm going to quit my job and then trade during the day, it's a different animal. The speed is different. Everything is different. Yes, reading a chart is reading a chart. That's fine, but there's different economic factors that can play in. There's a bunch of different scenarios that could change the dynamics. So if you are going to do something like that, where you learn a different market and trade it in the off hours and you work your trading around your work schedule, then if you make that leap and you go into full-time trading, stick with what's working. So that means if you're still trading futures at night, or you're trading Forex on the weekends and the evenings, or you're trading crypto on the evenings and weekends, whatever it might be, stick to that because you've already done your sample size. You know, you've been profitable doing that. Stick to that. And then you go to the next stage where you are back trading and learning how to transition into a different session time of the markets. But you've got your backup now is your trading futures in the evening or whatever it is. So you don't want to just jump from trading futures in the evening to going to full-time day trading in the open, because I can guarantee you're going to get hurt very, very quickly. And it would be like just swing trading while you're working and then deciding I'm going to quit my job and become a full-time trader. If you were profitable swing trading, you need to stay profitable swing trading. Once you remove the job, then you need to practice, work up and see if you can actually become a full-time day trader, but with a much lower risk while you're determining whether or not, so you don't remove all of the gains that you're getting from your swing trading. If you're profitable swing trading, you keep doing that. And that just keeps replenishing the income. So you have to really think through what you're doing and try and make it as realistic as possible so that you can determine whether or not this is going to be a good thing for you or not. Okay.
I would also say stop learning everything immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You have your entire career of training to learn as much as humanly possible. And I can guarantee you, you will learn something new every single day,
mm-hmm.
but stay in your lane. Right. There's going to be it's going to be the first day. I don't know what you decide your first day is that I'm a full-time trader, but there's going to be the next GameStop. There's going to be the next Pepe coin. There's going to be the next XYZ. Stay in your lane. Right. You're not familiar with that. You haven't seen it before. Find something you're good at. Even if you're not making $1 million in your first day of day trading and you're reading a post online that somebody else is, forget it. Right. If you're like, hey, I want to learn the stock market, this is what I've been back trading. Don't jump in day one and just start looking at, hey, let's see if I could also do credit spreads at the same time. Let's see if I could sell those puts at the same time. Let's slowly build into it. Slowly get comfortable with the day trading. Do shares first, right? Work shares first and then go into, okay, now if I have some shares in the long term, what does it look like if I sold a call against it and mm-hmm. sell one call, sell yeah. one put? Start to really understand the dynamics of how all of that works. And you're going to be much better prepared for really building that out, right? A lot of people, I think that go, man, okay, I got this new opportunity. I got this new, I'm prepared to start a new career. And they're like the farmer that throws all the seeds around, right? And then some of them land on the concrete, some of them land in the dirt. And you're just hoping that plant kind of grows from anywhere, right? But if you're the farmer, you take that extra time, you check the soil, you make sure it's all good, the conditions are right, you're watering it, that will grow for you. And then once you have that, you kind of build upon it, right? And it's just that go slow. It's not a rush. If you rush, you're going to end up taking five steps backwards as opposed to kind of trotting on forward.
Absolutely. And that goes for even preparing. Like if your goal is to become a full-time trader, then become a master of something. Right? Don't just try and learn everything. Don't learn all options, futures, Forex, stocks, crypto. Like you get your hands into too many pies, it's going to take longer for you to even reach your goals. So, and you're going to be looking all over the place. And we've used this analogy before with driving. When you're learning how to drive a car, you know, when you're first in that car, every little thing is distracting you and you're aware of your gas pedal, brake pedal, where your steering wheel is, where your mirrors are, where everybody else is. There's just so much that you're focusing on. That focusing on driving is the most important thing. If you're having to focus on other things, including driving, you're just a danger to yourself and to the people around you. So just focus on what you need to focus on and get good at it. And then you can start doing other things on top of it. So that's a really good point. I'm glad that you brought it up. Now, what would be some of the, let's say 6 months before you are ready to, you're thinking you're profitable, you're ready to just about make the jump. What should you have in place about 6 months before you actually make the leap?
For me, so about 6 months before you make the leap, what should you have prepared?
Mm-hmm.
I would have probably about a year of learning ahead of it.
Okay.
I would have probably at least 3 months of at least bare minimum bills to be covered.
Yep.
Right. Have some, and then have a trading account. You should probably know where your R is at to cover your bills. Mm-hmm. Right. So during that year of prep time and the 6 months leading into it. So now you've got about 18 months of trading the markets, having real money in the markets, understanding where your R's are coming from and how that's working. You should have an R that kind of fits your, at least on whatever you're trading, whatever asset, whether it's a stock market, crypto, whatever it is, you should have an average R already in mind as to around what you could get. Take a couple R's off of that, and that should be able to pay your bills, right? So if you have that account size where you're like, okay, my R's are decent, but a decent size enough, and I'm getting 5 hours a month, 10 hours a month, 15, whatever it is, fantastic. You have an average now of what you could probably expand out to a full year time frame.
Yeah.
Right. And I would also say have some kind of immediate income right away, which is T-bills. It could be a savings account for, I think Ally is 3.75. I think Apple's got a 4.12. Something like that. Have something where you're still generating something coming in. And that will also make you feel terrific about yourself. And that's going to help your trading because you know you have something else. This is not, if I lose this trade, my life is not over. Right. I would also say in regards to it is really work on if you're not able to and you don't need to right away, but if you have a day trading account, make it a day trading account. If you started swing trading, continue swing trading, right? But then take some of those gains and start funneling them to another account. So if you start off with a day trading account, take some of those gains, start pushing it into a swing trading account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a $10 R in the beginning, doesn't matter. But you'll be able to, okay, now I have my swings here. I have this. That swing trade account will build up over time, right? From the profits that you generate from the actual account itself and from the money you're kind of, the profits you're making from day trading. Worst case scenario, you have a horrible month. Something went wrong. You fat fingered an order. You blow up the account. Whatever it is, so be it. You still have that swing trading account. You're still making money. Having multiple incomes in just that sense, saying I'm making this much from this one, this much from this one, it's going to help you a lot on both ends. One, you have more income coming in, but then two, you also have just peace of mind. If you open up and the market's just jumping green, you don't have to sit there and be like, man, I'm not taking anything because I'm getting FOMO. I can't really go long. It's tough to go short against. I don't want to go counter trend, but you know, you're making money in your swing trade account, right? Yeah. You know, you're making money in your long-term account. That's going to give you peace of mind of, yeah, now's my time to go get that cup of coffee. Now's the time to go get some breakfast. I'll come back in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it is. I'll reassess, see if we got the pullback and see if there's a really good setup that actually fits my plan. And then that would be the other thing is have that plan, have that thing polished.
Yeah. Now this is my opinion. Okay. So I'm not going to say that this is for everybody, but I personally think that 6 months out, you should be keeping proper records. That's number one. I don't think that anyone should be going into full-time trading unless they are keeping proper records. Just for tax purposes alone makes it a lot easier. It also keeps you in a position where you know where you are, you know where those incomes are coming from, you kind of know where the money's going and where it's been and all that kind of thing. There's that aspect of it. You also have some form of performance that you can track and see if you're because we've talked about this before with benchmarks, knowing whether or not you're meeting those benchmarks or beating those benchmarks, or whether you're not meeting those benchmarks. Another key thing I think that I would like to have, because you said 3 months, I think 3 months is a minimum of backup income that you should have either set aside in a savings account that can be generating some interest of some sort. I think 3 months is a minimum. I think for some people, it might be 6 months or 8 months or 9 months. That's a personal decision on what makes you feel comfortable. And I would say that build it as much as you possibly can before you make the leap. So get as much as you possibly can. There's no harm in having 6 months or a year or 2 years worth of income set aside that you can live off of. The other thing is to reduce your cost of living as much as you possibly can. Make it easier for you. Make sure that your bills are paid, your debts are paid. Try not to carry any bad debt. I'm not saying that you have to have all your debt cleared. If you are trading, that may be one of the ways that you're clearing your debt. But if you can swing it and you are able to clear out that debt, get rid of it so it's not an added stress. And one thing that I think is very crucial is to have a support network. I think it's really important for you because trading is extremely lonely, and it is an up and down, very emotional roller coaster at times, especially when you are not healthy. If you're not treating yourself right, or if you hit a hiccup, you hit a bad stretch, whatever it might be, you need to have some form of support, some way that you can reach out, some person, some coach, some mentor, whatever it might be that you can reach out to and say, hey, listen, I made this transition and I've hit a wall and it's not going so well right now. And don't be afraid to ask for help early. It's not a sign of failure. In fact, it's a health recommendation. So you do that in preparation to stay healthy. You make sure it's just like going to a doctor for a checkup. If you just wait to go to the doctor when you're ill, you're just in fix it, band-aid mode, recovery mode. If you want to stay healthy, you go for your regular checkups, you make sure that everything's on track and you catch things early. And so that's why I think it's really crucial for people to have that support system around you. And if you don't have family and friends that can support you in your trading, that's even more important, right?
Yeah, a CDC just came out and said, get a mentor.
Get a mentor. There you go.
I mean, that's from the CDC, so I don't know. Don't fact check that.